Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second hour of Current Issues, the radio show. My name is Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glenn, my dear friend Mark Glenn, of the American Free Press. And so I see you still keeping everybody in the chat room busy, and what we are going to talk about, Mark, is something, you know, let's just put, so we can talk about this once and for all exactly what is going on. And we've talked about, the Jewish religion, just like any other religion, has went through different stages in its history, changed from one form to another, to another, to another. If anyone studies the history of the Jewish religion, will understand that it went from the teachings of Moses to very much something called the Mishnah, which started probably around 70 A.D., and it went on from there to something called the Gemara, which was in about 500 years after that. And then it took on different forms, and it went from being the Torah being the main book for the Jewish religion to the Talmud being that is supposedly based on the Torah. That's what everybody says. But we are going to be talking about this with Brother Nathaniel. We will have him on after the break, the first break, which will be coming up in about a minute or so, a couple of minutes. And we are going to put an end to what is happening and what is going on with the this myth. There are a lot of myths, and there are a lot of misinformation about the Jewish religion. And, you know, when it comes to religions, just like I always say, and people kind of get on me about that, it's like, I don't care if you believe in religions or not. That's why we have a free country. I'm not going to disrespect you or think of you more if you are a Christian, if you are a Jew, if you are a Muslim, if you are whatever you are. If that's what you believe, that's what you are, that's what you believe in. Just want to make sure that whatever you believe in is not going to destroy lives of other people that don't believe in your religion, you know, like these people who believe in the rapturing. You know, we do have Christians who believe in rapturing and basically wanting to destroy everybody else in the world so they can go up there and sit on the side of God, watching everyone going through turmoil. You know, there are a lot of extremism in the world. It's not just Jewish extremism or Muslim extremism or Christian extremism. So, but, you know, where all that comes from, I don't know. But we will talk about this after we come back from the break. Mainly, we're going to be talking about the Brother Nathaniel, who converted from Judaism to Christianity, and we're going to see why. What did he see in Judaism that he did not like, and why he chose Christianity, something other than any other religion. So we'll be right back. I hear the music.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And before we go to Brother Nathaniel, let me go to Leo, who's holding on the phone from MA. I guess that's Massachusetts, probably. Leo.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. The ADL got really bounced around out here in Watertown. The Jewish mayor of Watertown, or is it Newton? I think it was Newton or Watertown, anyway, took issue with the...
With the Armenian thing.
Yeah, with the whole Armenian thing. And from what I understand, that's because the Young Turks who precipitated this supposedly had something to affiliation with the Zionists. And this is one of the reasons why they don't want the Armenian genocide to be brought forth. And this is an issue that's not spoken about, and I think that's the problem with why they don't want to deal with it. Because they want the Holocaust, which their Jewish banks, their Zionist banks, created. I mean, the Rothschilds and the Warburgs funded Hitler, and they funded the Allies, too. Well, Max Warburg funded Hitler, Paul Warburg funded the Allies. And one bank supporting both sides, so the whole thing is a fraud anyway.
Right, right. You are right, and not a lot of attention is being paid to the Armenian genocide, which was caused by the Zionists and the Jews at that time. Everybody thinks it was the Turks that that did that, but if you know anything about history and you know how the breakup of the Ottoman Empire, how it took place, you will see how much Zionist hands were involved. As a matter of fact, there was a cable by the British ambassador to his country back way before the Ottoman Empire was broken up and defeated in 1960 and 1917. It was very much, he said, it's a Jewish conspiracy that is taking place, and this was way before anything actually took place. And this cable is right there. The reason I know about this cable, because I researched that particular issue for my PhD thesis. So that cable does exist, and it's the British ambassador who very much said that it is a Jewish conspiracy of what's going on there. So I agree with you. Appreciate the call, Leo.
Well, I was. Is that all?
Go ahead.
There's no more time?
No. Go ahead. But I have to go to our guest. But go ahead.
The problem is, I think that when you go on the timeline of things happening in the world, and you kind of realize that once the Federal Reserve was established in 1913, what happened the very next year?
I'm sorry.
The Federal Reserve was established in 1913, correct?
Uh-huh, correct.
What happened the next year?
We're talking about the war?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How convenient, isn't it?
Of course. Of course. You know, wars do make money. I mean, it's money maker machine. Yeah, I agree with you. Leo, I'm going to have to go to our guest who has been waiting patiently.
Okay,
thanks for the call.
Sure.
All right, Brother Nathaniel, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome to the program, and it's been a couple of weeks since we talked. I had you on the TV show, the Current Issues TV show, so welcome to the program.
Okay, I'm ready and willing.
All right, let's get into it.
Well,
now,
if I may, let's just give a brief introduction as to who Brother Nathaniel is. You know, he right now, he is out in the streets every day trying to warn people and to wake them up as to what is going on, particularly in this country. He's out there on the street corners and at the intersections warning people about what we call Zionism or the Jewish influence in our politics or whatever. And the interesting thing, as you brought up, is that he came from a Jewish family, and yet he converted to Christianity.
Okay.
That's true.
All right. Well,
let's get into it from that angle. Now, tell me about why and how did this conversion take place. You know, I was, before we went into the program in the second and in the first hour, actually at the end of the first hour, you know, it's a profound change in someone's life to change from, you know, one job to another, much less, you know, when you change religions. How did this sort of transformation take place?
As a child, I was very attracted to Jesus Christ. I was born in 1950, and the 50s in America was a Christian America. There were no stores open on Sunday, and we knew this as a Jewish family because this was the day that the Gentiles celebrated Jesus Christ rising from the dead. We knew that as a Jewish family and as a Jewish community. And during Christmas time, when you walked into the grocery stores, you didn't hear, "Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, Jack." You heard, "Oh come, all ye faithful." You heard a good Christmas song about Jesus Christ. And I grew up with this. And on the lawns during Christmas time, you didn't see reindeer and Santa Claus. You saw nativity scenes. Jesus Christ being born and the Virgin Mary hugging him and Joseph being there and the three wise men. I was very attracted to this as a little Jewish boy. And I wanted to know, who is this little baby? Who is this Jesus Christ that rose from the dead on Sunday? That's why we don't go shopping. I was very attracted to Jesus Christ as a child, as a Jewish boy. But we were forbidden to talk about him. We were forbidden to read the New Testament in our synagogue. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You were attracted to the image of the child?
Well, whatever image media communication I was given as an impressionable little boy, whether it was a Christmas carol being sung over the loudspeakers in the grocery store, or whether it was seeing him in the nativity scenes during Christmas time, whatever it was that we could see, which the media availed us to back in the 50s, I was attracted to Jesus Christ. But in today's day and age, one teenager came up to me recently and didn't even know who Jesus Christ was. Why? Because the media has shut out any message of Jesus Christ. That's because the Jews run the media. And they have an anti-Christian agenda.
When you converted, how old were you?
Well, when I finally converted is when I left home. I left my synagogue. And I enrolled in a school in California. See, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I want to get as far away as I could from the synagogue so I can get a New Testament and read it. So as soon as I got out to California and started school, I got myself a New Testament and started reading the Gospels, and I just fell in love with Jesus Christ. And I said, he's the greatest, and he's the Jewish Messiah.
So what
so
did
I was
18,
I was 21 when I finally made that final acceptance of Christ.
So what was in the Bible that was not? And now what were you reading? The Torah or the Talmud when you were Jewish?
Growing up, we went to Sabbath school, and I was taken to Sabbath services every Friday evening by my family, and every Saturday morning, which was our Sabbath school. Part of it was attending services. We'd have class, and then we'd end up with the services. So
is there a book? Is there a religious
the
book that you go over?
Pardon me?
Is there like a religious book that you read?
Our Sabbath school curriculum head wanted us to learn Jewish history, and rather than have us concentrate on the Talmud, the principal Cantor Gold, he had to study the Old Testament. So from a child, I was steeped in the Old Testament.
Okay. Now, a Jewish synagogue, if I walk into a Jewish synagogue now given a sermon, what would they would be reading out of what? The Talmud, the Old Testament, or the Torah?
Okay. In every Sabbath service, you have two readings from the Old Testament, one from the Law of Moses, first five books of Moses, and one from the prophets. But when the rabbi gives the sermon, it's usually on politics. You better believe it.
Okay.
Nothing about Zionism or who we're going to vote for or what politician is favoring the Jews. Any Jew
will
admit
this. So what's wrong with the Old Testament?
Pardon me?
What is wrong with the Old Testament?
There's nothing wrong with it. There's everything right with it, but it's not complete. Because the Old Testament looked forward to the coming of the Messiah who would conquer death. And I always sensed this as a Jewish kid, that there was something empty. Every time I would sit in the Sabbath service, I would say to myself, there's something missing. I couldn't put my finger on it.
What you're saying is Jesus Christ was the Jewish Messiah.
That's what I discovered when I opened up the New Testament. I found it to be an incredibly Jewish book. I thought it was going to be a Roman Catholic handbook on how to go to confession and how to say rosary beads. I found just the opposite. This book was very Jewish.
Okay, so if Jesus Christ were the Jewish Messiah, would that be the end of the chosen people myth? Now the Messiah is back, so this is the end of time?
You'd better believe it's the end of the chosen people myth, because Christ said that his gospel was for all people, all races, all mankind, and we transcend these distinctions, Jew, Gentile, female, male, servant, slave, free man, and we call ourselves by the name of Christ Christians, which transcends all this separatism and elitism. So the true chosen people are Christians.
Very good. Brother Nathaniel, stay with me. We're going to catch this after the break, and we're going to dive into the most serious of matters when it comes to the Jewish religion. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking with Brother Nathaniel about the Jewish religion. And before the hour is over with, you will know everything you always wanted to know about the religion. But before we go back to Brother Nathaniel, we have to give you a short message from one of the station's sponsors, hempusa.org. Mark, you were stuck in your house for about 4 days due to the snow. Last week, if you had the nutritional supplement or whatever we are, Hemp USA is, let me tell you about it. You would not have to go out and in the snow trying to get food for your children. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the United States and Canada. At hempusa, that is hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten, if I'm saying it right. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper, starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org. Call 908-691-2608. Brother Nathaniel, tell me, there's a lot of talk about the Talmud. What is the Talmud? Where did it come from? And why there's so much controversy behind it?
The Talmud is made up of basically two books. The Mishnah, which was a codification of the tradition of the elders. This is what Christ rebuked them for. He says, you keep the tradition of the elders, making null and void the word of God. It was an oral, the so-called law, so-called passed down from Moses. But that's a joke, because a lot of it contradicts Moses in the Old Testament. And this was completed by 200 A.D., and it was really in reaction to all the many, many thousands of Jews who did accept Jesus Christ as the Jewish Messiah. And then, after the Mishnah was finally codified with the traditions of the elders, how to wash this cup, how to tithe this mint, and when to wash this hand, just these stupid minutiae laws. You had the rabbinic commentary. That's called the Gemara, and that was completed in Babylon, which is present-day Iran, by the 8th century. And these two, the Mishnah, Gemara, make up the Talmud, which is really the Holy Writ for Judaism, not the Bible, not the Old Testament. It's the Talmud. That is their law.
So now there are some controversy about what's in the Talmud, and I wanted to see if it's correct, because a lot of Jews, they say, look, all this stuff that you're talking about that's in the Talmud, it is not. You don't teach us this stuff. Now, were you taught anything about Jesus and who Jesus was?
Well, you know, in Sabbath school, it was forbidden to even say his name. That's how taboo the name of Jesus Christ was. Well, when we got a little bit older, preparing for our bar mitzvah, which every 13-year-old Jewish boy goes through, when he becomes a son of the commandment, and he enters into adulthood, we had a special class for our Sabbath school called Comparative Religion. We studied Buddhism, we studied Islam, we studied Jainism, we studied Hinduism, we studied Baha'i. But then, when it came to Christianity, Mrs. Schechter got up in front of the room. I can still see her. She was built like a bulldog. She said, children, we're not going to study Christianity, because all it was is somebody in the 4th century took these letters from this manic depressant named Saul and changed his name to St. Paul. So we're not going to study it. And I'm thinking to myself, world history has been established on Christendom, and we're not going to study it? What's wrong with this woman? So I went home, and I said to my dad and my mom, what's a manic depressant? And they said, why do you ask? Well, she talked about a man named Saul, who was a manic depressant, who took his letters and established Christianity. And my dad just kind of laughed it off, and that was the end of it. And we were forbidden to discuss Jesus Christ in our home. And I said to myself, when I get out of here, when I get away from my synagogue and I go to college, I'm going to get the New Testament, and I'm going to let Mr. Schechter know that I'm going to study it on my own. That's what
okay.
We learned about Jesus Christ.
Now tell me about some of the things in the Talmud that you feel offensive to Christianity. There's something about, like, Jesus is boiling
in
semen.
You're fading out.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you better now.
Okay. See what? I hear the music better now myself, so... We will be back after the break, and I want you to tell me when we come back what's in the Talmud that very much says derogatory terms about Jesus and the religion. We'll be right back.
I'll tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Brother Nathaniel, what is exactly in the Talmud that is derogatory to Jesus and Christianity? I know a couple of things about how they describe Mary as being a harlot, and that Jesus is boiling in hell in semen or excrement or whatever. What is the real deal there?
Okay, first of all, you're a little faint, Hashem.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah, you're a little bit better
now. Did you hear my question?
Talmud indeed blasphemes Jesus Christ and the Virgin Mary. It's a filthy book. You have in Tractate Sanhedrin, which is in the Gemara, the rabbinic commentary, which says, quote, Mary, who was a descendant of princes and governors, played the harlot with carpenters. Well, that would be Joseph, okay, the holy father of Jesus. And you have in another tractate, it's Shabbat 104 of the Talmud, Gemara, Miriam the hairdresser had sex with many men. Okay? They can't prove any of this. They just want to show forth their venom towards the most precious woman who ever lived. And she was a Jewess too. You see? But because she bore Jesus Christ, she becomes to them a pariah. That's how disgusting these people are. Then you have a horrible statement in Tractate Sanhedrin and Sota 47 in the Talmud, Gomorrah. Quote, Jesus was sexually immoral. He worshipped statues of stone and brick. He was cut off from the Jewish people for his wickedness and refused to repent. Then in Tractate Gittin 57, quote, Jesus is in hell being boiled in his own excrement. Isn't that disgusting?
Now, this is...
It's filthy.
This is
it's a filthy, wretched book.
Now,
when you
studied
see what
this
I'm going to tell you about
Talmud?
What they think about the Gentiles. They believe the Gentiles are subhuman. Go ahead.
Okay, you studied what you just told me. You studied that in the Talmud?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. Now, tell me something.
It's what there. I gave you the quotes and I gave you the passages.
Okay, all right. Well, can you define what is a Jew for me?
A Jew, for themselves, is somebody who is racially, according to them, connected to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But really, this is ridiculous. Because if you look at a Jew, he looks very Eastern European. He doesn't look Semitic whatsoever. And there's been many studies that a tribe called the Khazars, who emigrated up into Russia, were more of a Mongol tribe who converted to Judaism, who had no connections whatsoever with the Semitic area in the Mediterranean. And many Jews today are descendants of the Khazars. So this racial elitism, that Jews are descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you just look at a Jew and you say there's nothing Semitic about the person. And even if they were, St. John the Baptist says, don't brag about being a son of Abraham. God can take rocks and make them sons of Abraham. God is looking for the heart, for the faith, for true love of God, not this racial elitism.
And
that's
where
what Judaism
did your family
basically
come
is.
From?
Judaism is a, in my website, Real Jew News, I have an article, one of the first ones I did. Judaism is a racist religion. It's all about Judaic elitism. That's what Judaism really is.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. I do have a caller from Texas who wants to jump in and comment on what you are saying. Maggie, come on up.
This is your Khazarian fan.
Hi, Maggie.
First, I'm enjoying this program a great deal. I'm learning from Brother Nathaniel. I wonder if he has adopted the Roman Catholic religion or if he's non-denominational.
No, I'm Greek Orthodox.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually a monk. I retired from my cell job in 96, and I joined a Greek Orthodox monastery, which I was in for 9 years, and then God called me to the street to be a street evangelist.
Okay, okay. Thank you. The other point I wanted to make, I'm about in the same age group, maybe a few years older, and I went to synagogue too. I went to Hebrew school for just 1 year, and I went to the school that happened to be handy, and it was very, very orthodox. And I recall that we were taught strictly from the Bible, the Torah, the Old Testament, not a word about the Talmud for us beginning children. Now, the second year, we moved out of the neighborhood, so I never got back to it. I was a very apt pupil, by the way. And what I found was that in those days, and still among the Orthodox, women were not given access to scholarship, which is why I know so little about the Talmud. And I think the movie Yentl is very enlightening for anyone who cares to check that out, because I felt sort of like a little Yentl, not permitted the scholarship. Now, if you're not permitted the scholarship, you are not going to know about the Talmud. And so that means about half of Jews, namely women, wouldn't have access to that to begin with. Now they can. Today they can, of course. But the people, again, the people who are interested in pursuing beyond what they would ordinarily be given are the theologically inclined, and I don't think those are the people who are running the governments either here or in Israel or anywhere and are calling the shots. So it is possible to be Jewish and firmly anti-Zionist.
That's true, but you know, you have men like Michael Mukasey, and you have men like Michael Chertoff. Chertoff is the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Yes.
Michael Mukasey is the Attorney General. They're both Talmudic Jews, and they got rabbinic Jews all around them all the time. If you go to my site, Real Jew News, you'll see them posing. I just did a new article I put up yesterday, America is Run by Jews. You'll see them all posing with Hasid rabbis, the worst racists that ever walked this earth.
I think it's getting worse.
It's
horrible
what's happening in our country.
But I don't think it's...
We're being run by Talmudist Jews. That's what's happening in our nation. Jews run America. It's very sick. It's very sad.
But those people are only a small percentage of Jews.
They're a small percentage, but this 2% is running the rest of the 98% of us. Yes, because of their money and because of their power and their influence. That's why. And Americans are just too passive. They want to have their six packs and get in front of a TV and watch football games, and they just don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, thank
you. Maggie, thank you. Thank you for your call.
Yes.
Let's bring Mark Glenn into this. Mark.
Who, me? Me?
Yeah,
yes, you. Let's go for it.
I wanted to point out to anybody out there who thinks that these are all the rantings of a few nuts, there's a very interesting book that was published by Princeton University Press. Of course, Princeton is considered one of the top schools in the nation. The book is called Jesus in the Talmud, and it was written by Dr. Peter Scheffer, who I don't think he heads the Judaic studies at Princeton, but he is definitely a professor there. And he wrote really what is a shocking book concerning what the Talmud teaches about Jesus. Now, up until this point, discussion of Jesus in the Talmud has been limited to people such as us. This man came forward and he said, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, everything that we have heard concerning Jesus and his mother and Christians from all these conspiracy theorist people types, unfortunately, not only is it true, it is in the Talmud, but it's actually much worse. And I would recommend that people get a copy of this book. It's called Jesus in the Talmud. As I said, this man is considered an authoritative source on this, certainly not a wild-eyed, gun-toting conspiracy theorist out in Montana or North Idaho. Now let me ask you this, Brother Nathaniel.
Yeah.
The people out there who are running what I consider to be a disinformation campaign to try to put a pretty face on the Talmud, or at least a non-threatening face, what do you think is going on here? Do you think that the powers that be are genuinely worried that Christians are going to find out about what the Talmud teaches about Jesus and about Gentiles in general, and that this is going to lead to the breakup of this alliance that we call Judeo-Christianity?
You better believe it. You know, the Jews got the Zionist Christians in their hip pocket, and the last thing they want them to know is what's really written in their holy writ, the Talmud. Not the Old Testament, the Talmud, which teaches that Jews can lie to Gentiles, that non-Jewish children, Gentile children, are subhuman, that you can cheat a Gentile, that if it's on the Sabbath, you don't help a Gentile if he's in trouble, but a Jew you can help.
Did you yourself study
you can
this?
Kill civilians. All civilians are looked upon as enemies during wartime. So if they go into Gaza Strip to bomb the heck out of little children, yeah, kill them all.
Did you yourself, Brother Nathaniel, did you yourself study this?
In bits and pieces as children, because it would be interwoven into our Sabbath school studies. But what we were taught were just stupid stuff, like how to say a blessing over wine, or how to light the Sabbath candle. It's just stupid stuff, which most of the Talmud is. But when you get to the real nitty-gritty, it teaches just hatred towards Gentiles, looking upon Christians as being idolaters and to burn their books. And in 1980, there was a big New Testament book burning in Israel, according to Israel Shehak, who wrote another great book, Mark, called Jewish History, Jewish Religion. It's a small, thin book, and it exposes the Talmud for its hatred towards Gentiles and its racism. And it was written by a Jew, Israel Shehak. And I quote him constantly on my site, Real Jew News. If you go through some of my articles, like American Jews murder Gentile babies, the abortion racket. It's all Gentile babies that are being murdered, not Jewish babies.
Now let me ask you this, Brother Nathaniel, going to the Middle East now in Israel. We hear that the problems in the Middle East are all because of these fundamentalist jihadist
Muslims who just hate Jews and Christians and they want to take over the world. But it sounds to me like what you're saying is that the reason that there is all of this trouble in the Middle East is because you have a nation that has been founded on this Talmudic mindset of hatred towards Gentiles, stealing from them, raping their women, killing their children. Would you agree with that statement that this is the source of the problem over there and that it's not necessarily...
I think we who are truth seekers, we who will die for the truth, we always have to look at the whole picture. We just can't point to one group and say that's the problem, because that one group may be reacting to another situation. Now, what the Jews did, beginning with the Rothschilds had interest in the Suez Canal, and they saw that Britain was going to lose it. So they got involved with the Zionists for business interests, and they started sending their Zionists with tons of money and establishing settlements for business reasons. I have this in my article, Real Jew News, the Rothschild-Israel occult connection. So you have to look at the big picture. Now, what the Zionist Jews were doing, and every time you bite into a Jaffa orange, you're biting into a stolen goods, because those orchards in the Jaffa area were owned by Arab, whether they were Christians or whether they're Muslims, that doesn't matter. The Bible says, thou shalt not steal. But in the Talmud, it teaches that a Jew can steal from a Gentile. Yeah, it's in there. I can give you the quote. So many of these lands, and it's been documented who really owns these orchard fields and many of the lands, were dispossessed, were taken, stolen by Zionists. Now, you have a whole scenario here in which Muslims, Christians, and Jews were able to coexist prior to this whole Zionist movement, which began in the late 1800s and came to a head in the 30s. That is what has caused this eruption in the Middle East, and it just keeps on getting worse and worse and worse, and we just spent billions of dollars just intensifying it and making it worse by Obama, who panders to the Jews, by McCain, who's been bought by the Jews, that wretch. They're all wretches. And Clinton, who's been bought by the Jews, they all have Jewish campaign managers and fundraisers. You can't get elected unless you pander to the Jews. Now, Ron Paul is the only one who has stood up against the Jews, not directly, but by saying, hey, we're not going to send more money overseas to Israel. Hey, we're going to dismantle the Federal Reserve Bank. That was a kiss of death. That's the kiss of death for any candidate. And now what does the media do? He doesn't exist. Ron Paul does not exist. They don't slander him. They don't libel him. He just doesn't exist. So now who do we have to choose from? Just the same people. You have a Republican and you have a Democrat who just panders to the Jews. It makes no difference.
We live
in a one-party system. It's called the Judaic party system.
Okay, speaking of the Jews, let's go to Jewish country, New York City, I guess, or New York State, with Mike. Come on up, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I want to ask your guest, where did you get from a Virgin Mary, she was a Jewish, or Jesus was a Jew? Who told you that? Did you read it in the Bible?
I can't hear you. What did you say again? Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. That's who he is in his personhood.
Where did you get that Jesus Christ was a Jewish?
He came from the seed of David, my friend. His genealogies are traced back to the King David, then King David back to Jacob, then Jacob back to Abraham,
Just listen for a while.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's let Mike talk. Mike, go ahead.
Jesus Christ was Son of David. He said, I'm an offspring of David.
That's right.
David was a tribe of Judah. A tribe of Judah today was German and English people, Anglo-Saxon people.
Oh, no,
Jews,
I don't buy into that.
Jews.
No. He was
Jews,
a Hebrew.
Listen. Jews are the Canaanites in the Bible. Canaanites, the Hittites, They are the tribe of Cain. They never wrote the Bible. You should know the history. If you,
I know the history back and forward, my friend.
Did you read the Bible
better than you.
Did you read the Bible?
About 1,000 times since I was a little boy. Okay.
So,
Jesus himself.
Mike, Brother Nathaniel says he knows this stuff better than you. So what you say to that?
I read the Bible. I read the Bible in four languages.
Okay, then we're going to have to agree to disagree. I don't buy into this Anglo-Saxon business that Jesus was.
I
don't buy into it. I don't believe it.
Did you read a book from Arthur Koestler, The 13th Tribe, from Jewish guy? He was murdered in Manhattan with his wife because he revealed
Jesus
who are
Christ
the Jews.
Came from Hebrew stock, period. When he was at the
he
well,
never been the,
the
Hebrew.
Woman said to
read
him,
the Bible.
How is it that you were a Jew?
Read the Bible.
To be a woman Samaritan?
Because maybe you're Jew yourself.
Deny it.
Maybe you're Jew yourself. Because
okay.
I'm a Jewish, racial, or ethnic, or whatever you want to call it, Ruth. But now I'm a Christian.
The size of king. Some Jesus called him, you are your father, the devil.
That's right, but many Jews, like the Hebrew of Hebrews and Pharisee of Pharisees, named St. Paul, became Christians. But they didn't claim to be other Jews before they became Christians.
Don't mislead people with the Jews are the tribe of Judah, because they're the son of Satan. Jesus called them the son of Satan.
Yeah, but was St. Paul, was St. Peter, was St. Matthew, were they children of Satan? No. They were the true Israel who accepted the coming of the Messiah. Come on, let's be realistic. Okay?
Very good. Mike, thank you for the call. We have a break coming up, and we will be right back to wrap it up.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of Current Issues. We only have a couple of minutes left, and actually I had a question to ask Brother Nathaniel of what is Judeo-Christian principles and values that we hear all about, but I'll tell you what, Mark wants to say something, so I'll go ahead, Mark.
Well, you know, the caller that we just hit on, I just realized that I must be Jewish because every time I infuriate my wife, she calls me the son of the devil. So,
I hope, Cindy was wondering what jokes we were laughing, so I guess I hope she understood that one.
His messiahship. So those Jews who repudiate the messiahship of Jesus Christ are sons of the devil. Because they are believing the lie that he's not the Jewish Messiah. But those Jews, like myself, who've embraced him and become Christians and have repudiated Judaism, were sons of God.
Let me ask you this, Brother Nathaniel. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, look for an excellently written article this week on Brother Nathaniel that will be coming out in American Free Press, and it will be coming out on the net, written by that really, really interesting writer. What's his name? Oh, yeah, Mark Glenn. let me ask you this, Brother Nathaniel. This thing that we hear from the Christian Zionists these days, this friendship, this Judeo-Christian friendship, what do you think about that? Is that bull, or is it something that, is there any truth to it?
The Christian Zionists are just duped, and they don't know the scriptures whatsoever. And they're holding the Jews up on a pedestal like they're the chosen people, when they're not the chosen people. Christians are the chosen people. You see, if you look at Old Testament history, the majority of Jews rejected the God of Israel, and that's why God sent the prophets to rebuke them. And Isaiah said, you're the seed of Sodom and Gomorrah. Same thing that Jesus Christ said to them, practically, you're children of the devil. It was only a small remnant throughout the Old Testament that were really faithful to the God of Israel and who were looking for their redemption through the deliverer who would come to Zion, Jesus Christ. So those are the chosen people, those in the Old Testament who look forward to the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and those in the New Covenant who embrace Jesus Christ, Christians, those who have taken the name of Jesus upon themselves because they love him and they want to serve him and they confess him as the eternal Son of God become man for our salvation, to conquer, to forgive our sins and conquer death. So the Christian Zionists have got this emotional jag going on that the Jews are some great chosen people and they're going in and they're conquering. What do you mean conquering? They're using these horrible bombs that are burning children's faces. Come on, you can't call yourself a Christian if you can any way justify what they're doing. And they just don't
Very
know
good.
The scriptures.
And Very good, Brother,
bothers me to
Brother
go
Nathaniel.
In.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. We are completely out of time.
Thank
so I just
you.
Wanted
Please
to say
to
thank
site,
you very
Real
much for
Jew
coming
news,
on the program.
Read it all.
Thank you.
What's
thank you.
What's going on in politics and how Antichrist Jews are running
okay.
our country.
Very
that
good.
That was my latest article.
Thanks.
America
okay.
is now a Jew-run nation.
Mark, what is going on with, now we have Christians as the chosen people, so are we ever going to get away from this chosen people? Why should we have chosen people? Aren't all people are chosen by God? He created all of them, after all.
I think that all those who do the will of God are his chosen
all right.
people.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're completely out of time, and as the chosen one by God to be speaking to you right now, I am Hisham Talawi saying good night and go do the right thing. Thank you, Mark.